Chapter 5 Odysseus's Return. Penelope. Penelope was the wife of Odysseus, who was known for her fidelity to her husband during his 20-year absence. Despite having 108 suitors, she devised various strategies to delay marrying any of them. One of the excuses she gave was to weave a shroud for her father-in-law, which she would busily work on by day, but unraveled what she had woven at night. For 3 years she kept her admirers off with the deception. The name Penelope has therefore become synonymous of a chaste woman and is often associated with marital fidelity. A Penelope's web, or the web of Penelope, is taken as a task that seems never-ending, or the tactic of delaying someone on purpose. Here is an example. My work is something like the Penelope's web, never done, but ever in hand. Trojan Horse. The Trojan Horse is a popular tale from the Trojan War, about the subterfuge that the Greeks used to enter the independent city of Troy and eventually win the war. After a fruitless 10-year siege, Odysseus thought of building a great wooden horse, hiding an elite force inside, and fooling the Trojans into wheeling the horse into the city as a trophy. Then, that night, the Greek force crept out of the horse and opened the gates for the rest of the Greek army. The city of Troy was destroyed. A Trojan horse has now metaphorically come to mean any trick or stratagem that causes a target to invite a foe into a securely protected bastion or place. Hence, a malicious computer program which tricks users into willingly running it is referred to as a Trojan horse, or simply a Trojan. Meanwhile, Greek gift, which is alluded to the Trojan horse, is understood as a gift given with the intention of tricking and causing harm to the recipient. Here is an example. The loan of his cottage turned out to be a Greek gift. The roof fell in and injured us. Man's Best Friend. Upon his return after 20 years, Odysseus disguised himself as an old beggar in order to secretly re-enter his palace. Argus, his beloved dog, was the only individual to recognize him. As Odysseus approached his home, he saw an old dog lying in filth there. It was his old hunting hound, Argus, which had in the good old days followed him faithfully in the chase. Argus recognized his master at once, but he had just enough strength to drop his ears and wag his tail. Unable to greet his beloved dog, as this would betray who he really was, Odysseus passed by, but not without shedding a tear, and Argus, letting out a cry, died for joy. Domestic dogs are man's best companions. They would remain loyal to their masters, despite being neglected occasionally, until the end of their lives. Such a millennia-long history of close relations between dogs and humans is reflected in the common English phrase referring dog as man's best friend.